time. Some call it the fourth dimension. Every object exists in the past, in the present, and in the future. And when it comes to halacha, we have to ask ourselves, to what extent does the present determine the identity of the object to the exclusion of the past and the future? And to what extent does the past history and the anticipated future of any object impact upon its identity in the present? The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tezayin, has a discussion about Talush Ulebasov Chibro, something which in the past was separate, distinct, unattached to the ground. But in the present, it is attached to the ground. And this discussion plays itself out in the realm of Shechita, where Talush is kosher for Shechita and Mechubar, according to some Tanoim, is not. It plays itself out in the realm of Avodah Zarah, where Talush can become Asur Behana if it's worshipped, but Mechubar cannot. It plays itself out in the realm of Hechsher Zroim, where Talush can become Mukhshar Lekabel Tuma, but Mechubar cannot. And in other areas of Halacha, it plays itself out as well. Mekachumemkar, by Geneva, in terms of Mikvaos, there are many areas of Halacha where there's a distinction between Talush and Mechubar. The question becomes, when an object was Talush in the past and is Mechubar in the present, whether we identify it wholly by the way in which it exists in the present, or whether we allow the past, its past history, to contribute to defining its identity and therefore treat it as Talush. And furthermore, there's a question that comes up in Chulin Daf Tezayin Amud Beis about the impact of the future on the present. The Gemara has a discussion to be mechalik between different types of mechubar. There's a mechubar which a person is mevatel b'mekomo. He nullifies it in its place. And then there's a mechubar which someone is not mevatel b'mekomo. And there's a machlokes rishonim, how to understand this concept of bitol b'mekomo, a knife that's mechubar to a wall, that's cemented to a wall, is nevertheless not considered to be batel b'mekomo, but a rack which is cemented to a wall is considered batel b'mekomo. And therefore the Gemara suggests that perhaps a knife, even when cemented into a wall, is considered talush because it's not batel to the wall, and therefore a shechita which is such a knife is kosher. But a rack cemented into a wall is considered mechubar because it's batel b'mekomo, and a shechita which is with such a rack would be pasul. What exactly is the chiluk, is the distinction between a knife in a wall and a rack in a wall? So there's two different strains of thought amongst the Rishonim as to defining, isolating the critical ingredient in this distinction. On the one hand, some Rishonim mention the idea that a knife is too useful to people to remain in a wall forever. And therefore, mistama, the das, the intentions of the owner of the knife or the owner of the wall is at some point to break the chibur, at some future point, to pull the knife out of the wall, to make it talush once again. And that's what it means that the knife is not batel, because its owner intends, his kavana, his machshava, is to break the chibur in the future. Therefore, it's not batel, and shechita with such a knife can be kosher. Because the anticipated future in which this knife once again regains its talush status impacts on its identity in the present, and indeed overwhelms its present state of being mechubar lekarka. That's one train of thought amongst the Rishonim. However, Other Rishonim take a different train of thought. And they argue that it's not so much a function of the owner's intentions, of the anticipated fate or destiny of this knife or of this rack, but rather it's a question of how organically the object which is performing the shechita, be it the knife or the rack, integrates into its context. How well does a knife integrate into a wall? A knife and a wall are so different from one another. A knife is not an ordinary material that one uses to build a wall. A knife has a function very distinct from the functions of a wall. And therefore, the knife does not integrate well with the wall at all. It's totally distinct and separate in terms of its purpose, in terms of the manner in which it's usually used, probably even in terms of its similarity to the other components of the wall. They're probably not a wall of knives, it's probably a wall of racks with one knife in it. So all of those things detract from the knife's ability to be mischaber fully to the wall. As opposed to a rack, the purpose of a rack meshes perfectly with the purpose of the wall. The form of a rack meshes perfectly with the form of the other components of the wall. And therefore, a rack can seamlessly integrate with the wall, and you don't have to worry about it. According to this opinion in Rishonim, there's no focus at all on the future. Everything is totally in the present, in the similarity or difference of the piece of wall being used for shechita from the other pieces of the wall. And these are the different deos in Rishonim. You have the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva on one side, and the Ra'ah and the Me'iri on the other side. The Ra'ah and the Me'iri say it's function much more of das, and the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva say that it's much more a function of similarity and difference to the other components of the wall. This is very, very important to understand. To what extent does the anticipated future of this particular item impact on its present identity? Now, if we look at the similarities and differences between different areas of halacha, we mentioned that something which was once talosh and is now mechubar, or something which is now mechubar but is anticipated to be talosh once again, is relevant in many areas of halacha, by shechita, by avodah zarah, by hechsher zroim. The Rashba in Torah Tabayis and many of the other Rishonim on today's daf bring down a machlokes about how much these areas are relevant to one another. To what extent can we say, for example, that the Havamina of the Gemara, which said that there's a machlokes about whether talosh ula basov chibro is considered talosh or is considered mechubar for the purposes of hechsher zroim, how much was that machlokes critical for the Gemara's shaila about the status of talosh ula basov chibro for shechita? To the extent that some Rishonim say that once the Gemara told us that there's no machlokes at all by hechsher zroim, but rather that talosh ula basov chibro is considered whatever it is. So hu adinami by shechita, that talosh ula basov chibro has that status. And to what extent can we not say that? To what extent can we say that even though there is no machlokas by hechsher zroim, we still have a suffik by shechita? The same thing by avodah zarah. The Ramban says that the fact that talosh lebasov chibro has the status of talosh for avodah zarah is a raya that it should have a status of talosh for shechita. But other Rishonim say that that's not the case, that avodah zarah and the shechita have very different boundaries as to what the distinction is between talosh and mechubar. And one might argue that this machlokes about how universal how universal is the definition of Tal Shel Basof Chibro, or how particularistic is it? How does it have to be fit into a different set of criteria by each area of halacha? So it could be a discussion about the criteria in each area of halacha. Do Avodah Zarah and Hechsher Zeraim and Shechita all have the same set of criteria, be they criteria of focus on the past, be they criteria focus on the anticipated future, be those criteria focus on the present and the similarity and the integration of the talush into the karka, into the mechubar? Maybe they all have the same criteria. But lichaora, if you say, like those opinions in Rishonim, that there are differences, that Avodah Zarah is not a raya for Shechita, and that something can be talush legabi Avodah Zarah, but still mechubar legabi Shechita. Something can maybe be talush for Hechsher Zeraim, but still considered mechubar for Shechita. That is telling you that by Avodah Zarah and by Hechsher Zeraim, the focus is much more lichaora on the past, whereas by Shechita, the focus would be a lot more on the present. There's other ways to interpret it also, but I think that this is sufficient for the present purposes.